Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Nun Dalid Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle still of Hilchos Netilos Yadayim Simen Kuf Samach, and we're in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber in yesterday's Shir had brought down opinions as to whether or not one could wash Netilos Yadayim with wine, and we brought down an opinion that said yes, we brought down an opinion that said no. Even the opinion that said it was okay said it would only be good b'diavad, one should not do it l'chatchila. And today the Rama adds, and he says, V'yesh omrim dafko yayin lovan. The opinion that said that wine is good would only say that for white wine, aval odom lo, but not for red wine. One cannot wash netilas yadayim with red wine. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Gimel explains, D'nishtanu mimaramayim, because red wine no longer has the appearance of looking like water. The issue footer number 61 has a whole discussion why we previously allowed red yavchushim, these red insects that were in the water, that colored the water red, to be acceptable. Look in the issue footer number 61 for the explanation. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh omrim harishon svirulei de'enu choshev shinamara, kiven de'omdim varison shoyim metchila. And he brings us down the name of the Rush, that there is an opinion, however, that says even red wine would be good, because that's the way the wine looked originally. It always was red wine, and therefore it would be acceptable, according to the opinion, that wine is good b'di'evit. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'mhoya lovan, if it was originally white wine, and then v'yosso odom, and then you put in a dye to it to make it red, ayide tseva via this dye, and he puts in kimosh osim kama pomim b'yeno shalanu, as was apparently customary during the days of the Mishnah Berurah, so then clearly the Mishnah Berurah concludes, mashma del kul yamu psulun. Everybody would agree that that type of red wine is no good even b'dievet, because it doesn't have its original appearance as red wine. It was white wine that was colored red. The Mechaber continues and then he writes, V'yesh mishomer, there's another opinion brought down by Rashi in Brachos, shekol mei peros ru'uyin l'netilas yadayim b'shasat chak, that other types of fruit juices are acceptable under extenuating circumstances, b'shasat chak, to be used for netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Dalet explains, Hu de'a shlishis, this is a third opinion over here, the machalekes that separates and divides ben liayin lemei peros, that separates, that distinguishes between wine, which would be no good, and fruit juices, other than wine, of course, which would be good. The biayin posul midino af b'dievet k'dei rishona, because this opinion holds that wine is no good, like the first opinion that we brought down in the Mechaber, that wine is no good. So this opinion agrees to the dei rishona in regards to wine. However, in regards to fruit juices, avul b'mei peros, not l'mishaset chak, this opinion does not agree with the first opinion that you can't use fruit juices, but agrees with the second opinion that says fruit juices are good. The sfirulei, the kol mei peros, kori mayim chutz miyayin, because this second opinion, which this third opinion agrees with, holds that fruit juices are considered like water, and only grape juice, i.e. juices from a grape, aren't acceptable. Mishnah Berurah paskins, ladino yesh lahoros kedeazu. This third opinion, which says that fruit juices are good, b'di'evit, is the halacha l'maisa. However, one should lahachmer b'yayin, ulhaka b'mei peros b'shasat chak. One should not use wine, but one can use fruit juices if it's under extenuating circumstances. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Sivkot and Samaches points out that the reason why over here the fruit juices are acceptable only under extenuating circumstances, because other than extenuating circumstances, lo mikrei tzorech ha'adom kol kach lahavsud echolim. It wouldn't be appropriate to waste the fruit juices unless it was extenuating circumstances. If you have water, don't use fruit juices, because then it's called ibud ochlin, you're wasting the good fruit juices. The Chavetz Chaim continues in the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkot and Samach Tes, and he says the reason why we paskin like the third shita, because this is a Deah Shlishi Shemachriya Beneim. We paskin somewhat like the first, so you combine the third and the first in regards to wine that it's no good, and you combine the second and the third shita, so you paskin like the third shita in regards to the fruit juices that are good. And then he adds, V'afu gav de El Yerabba posak lahachmir af b'mei peros. And even though the El Yerabba is machmir to not allow fruit juices, because this is the opinion of Rov HaRishonim, nevertheless, mikol mokom, Chofetz Chaim writes, yesh lismoch lohokel b'milso de rabbonim b'shasat chak. One can take the lenient approach under extenuating circumstances and allow fruit juices. And this is, in fact, the psak of the graz, the derech hachayim, and the chayodam. However, in regards to a bracha, don't make a bracha on this netila, as we've already pointed out many times. And if you do have water later on, go and wash again, as we've also pointed out many times, because you remove the suffix in this fashion. But don't make a bracha on either time in this situation. The issue footer number 64 points out, however, that the Mishnah Berurah over here in the Shaar HaTzion seems to contradict what he says elsewhere in the Bir Halacha, where he says you can make a bracha on such a netila. And the reason was explained in the Mishnah Berurah, Shebechlal Zeh, Gam Sofik B'machlokas HaPoskim. This is a Sofik as to whether you can or cannot use such water, and when there's a Sofik situation, we've already previously brought down, Yochel Levarech Aleihem. So there seems to be a stira within the words of the Chofetz Chaim. L'maisad Chazonish Paskins, Ein Levarech Almayim Sheyesh Sofik B'chashrusam. You shouldn't make a bracha over here, you do wash the Netilas Yadayim, but if there's any doubt as to whether it's good, the Chazonish says, do not make a bracha. The issue for the number 62 points out that while we do consider the fruit juices in this din of Netilas Yadayim, at least b'diavad, to be an acceptable mashke-like water, in regards to the zayin mashkim that we talk about to be machshir something like kabel tumah, and for other halachic purposes, these fruit juices are not considered like water. The issue for the number 63 brings down, what about washing and other types of beverages? So he brings down from Shelos Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, what about using soda or other types of sweetened waters that do not have a coloring, for example, lemon lime, so they're not at all changing their appearance from water. So he says, these are very good l'chatchila, and you can even make a bracha on them. But he says, dyed waters, for example, like cola or coffee, they should only be used b'di'evet, and one should not make a bracha on them, as per the Shaar HaTzion that we just brought down. If you only have coffee or cola versus the mei peros, he says it's preferable to use the coffee or the cola, because they at least are ikar water. In regards to oil or honey, they definitely cannot be used according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because they don't really clean the hands. However, the Sefer Machane Yisrael is Mekel in regards to this din, and he says, Imein lo mayim, if you don't have water, mutar lito yodov bein b'shechar or bein b'shar mashkim, you can use other types of liquids. Again, this is only under extenuating circumstances. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, points out that the whole source for this did under extenuating circumstances actually comes from the Or Zeruah, and he says his words actually aren't clear that this is acceptable b'di'evet, and therefore one shouldn't rely upon this unless it's really b'di'evet situation. Now we finish off the Rama over here, and he says, V'kol shekein demutu lito yadayim b'shas adchak b'sheichar o b'mei dvash hamuvusholim. The Rama says, under extenuating circumstances, you can use beer or you can use cooked honey, the ikar in mind, because these essentially are also halachically water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Samachay explains, Mishum Shinui Mara lo nifsalu, these aren't called a change of appearance, the Sfirulei Dehecho Dishtani Liilui lo choshu Shinui, because if something is improved by its Shinui, that's not considered halachically a Shinui. He brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham, the Shagasaye. However, the Bir HaGro disagrees, the Mashma, that this Svara of the Magen Avraham and the Shagasaye is incorrect. Now we go to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tzorach Shehei B'mayim Revius. Now we're going to talk about the amount of water that you should have, at least l'chatchila, in your washing cup when you're doing the Netilas Yadayim. And he writes that you should, based upon the Gemara in Chulin and the Mishnayos in Yadayim, that you should have at least a revius of water, l'chatchila, when you're washing the Netilas Yadayim from a cup. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samach Vav, Shekein tiknu chachomil Netilas Yadayim. This is what Chazal set up, l'chatchila, for the mitzvah Netilas Yadayim. And Dishu for the number 66 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav the reason for this, and that is because a mikvah midoraisa would be good for tefillas kelim as long as it has a revius, and of course you can immerse the entire keli in that. He also brings down the Ravid, who says that Chazal were Meshayer, they estimated that a revius water is how much a person would be able to wash his hands with properly, and that's why they set up the shear for revius. Revius Lamaisa is about 2.8 to 5.1 ounces or so. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, how do you pour this water on the person? V'shovcho b'shnei pam mayodav, you pour it twice on each hand. The pam rishona mitar yadayim. The first time you pour the water, that's to purify the hands. And the second time you're pouring it, u'b'shnia mitar amayim shalayim. That goes and makes the water that's on your hands, which is now tamei, because it touched your tamei hands, making that tar. Kidil kamei, as we'll explain momentarily in the Shulchan Aruch. If you pour the entire revius on both of your hands, in other words, somebody else poured it on both of your hands, then your hands become clean also. Even though you poured it only one time, as we will learn, as it explains over there, as brought down in Dishu footnote number 67, so there it has the halachic status as if it was in a mikveh, and a mikveh, all the water that's in the mikveh is tar, so to all the water over here is tar if it's poured all at once, an entire revius. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chol zeh b'mokum shein mayim mitzuyim." This is only that you should use only a revius if that's a place where there's water not easily found. Avo b'mokum shein mayim mitzuyim, but if there's plenty of water, for example, today our tap water, you can fill up the cup its entirety, and you can fill it up in a typical netilas yadayim cup several reviuses. Tov shi tov b'shefa. It is certainly preferable for a person to pour with abundance, as we've already explained. Kedel b'sim kufnun chesif yud, that this is a great way to bring about a flow of bracha onto the person. The Mechaber continues and says, when you take this revius, hani mili liyecha, that's for one person. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, sifkat and samach zayin, bein shino tel ashte yodah bevasachas, whether you're pouring it all on your hands at one time, in other words, kagon ayide acher sheyitol aleim, somebody else is pouring the water on both of your hands, or bein shino tel yodah vachasachas, so whether you're pouring it first on your right hand and then on your left hand. La'olam sagi revius achas b'shte yodah, the minimal amount, l'chatchila, that you need is to have a revius over here. That's not preferable, as we just said, but that is good l'chatchila. Miu, the Mishnah Berurah, however, points out, afilu eino rotsa lito rak yad achas, if you're only washing one hand, for example, your other hand is already tor, kagon da yodu achas tor bikvar, gam kein ein lifchos mishur revius, then you should still use revius on the one hand. And this is based upon a Tosefta brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah adds, venira, mishum shebechli tzaruch revius yolam, and the reasoning behind this is because the kli itself should have a revius in it in order for it to be matar. The bepachos ain't shir tara, because less than a revius in the kli technically doesn't allow it to be matar. Ukele dekami b'sif yudalas, we're learning mitzvah shem in tomorrow's shir. However, but since you now have a revius and it's only being used for one hand, you don't actually have to pour it on the entire hand, as we'll learn also in Sifkat and Simon Kuf Samach Beis. And he brings down over there, but over there we'll bring down that you really should pour a revius on each hand. As we'll point out over there, there are a lot of potential problems if you pour less than a revius on each hand, and therefore it's certainly preferable to pour an entire revius on each hand. The Mechaber continues, he writes, Avu l'shnayim, if you have two people washing together, shebo lito kiechod, and you're pouring the water on two people's hands simultaneously, ha'achron ein tzorech, then even though there's a shir revius for the first person, and some of it's going to be absorbed on his hands or staying on his hands, and the second person technically will not have a revius on his hands, it still is good. And he says, "Vafilu b'zeh achazeh." And even if you're not pouring them simultaneously, you're pouring it on the first person, and then it's rolling off the first person and going on to the second person. Or as we'll see, you're pouring it on the first person, and the stream hasn't stopped, and then the second person puts his hands underneath the stream. That's still good. Obavach lo yafsik hakiluch. As long as the flow of water hasn't stopped, it would be good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samaches explains, "Kosu achronim dahinu shebetchila kivdun lito biyachad." They originally had intention to have both of their hands over there underneath the water. And therefore, if as long as it was done originally with that intention, even if the second person didn't have his hands out at the time the first person had the water starting to pour in his hands, ol natilo gam lo, this natilo would work for him as well. And this would be considered as if they washed all together, and not that the second person would become tummy from the water from the first person's hands. However, if they didn't have this in mind at the beginning, and the second person just put his hands out after the first person who had intention to have the Netilas Yadayim poured on his hand, the second person sticks his hands out. Even though the second person sticks his hands out and the water is still flowing, this would be as if he washed with the wastewater of his friends, and that wouldn't be good. This Netilah would not be good. He has to dry off his hands because they're wet. Water is tamei, and go and wash his hands again, as we'll learn also in Simon Kuf Samach Beis. The issue footnote number 69 brings down the Chazon Ish, who doesn't understand this distinction between them having kavana or not. He says this is essentially a made-up din. There's no source for this, and he disagrees with it. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkat and Ayin brings down lechatchila tov yosu lishpoch b'shnei pamim. Even though we said it's acceptable to pour all the water a revius on your hands simultaneously, and then you only have to do it one time, so he says it's still preferable to pour two times. Why? Mishum diyei shomim dalolim tzorach mayim shniim dafka, because there is an opinion that says you need the mayim shniim anyway. So therefore, it's preferable, even though you're pouring revius, to pour it in two separate pourings. The issue footnote number 68 points out this is only if you have lots of water available, but if you have to go and really trouble yourself to find additional water, so then you can be making on this din. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Tes writes, "V'dafka kishegiyo mayim ayodov sovik kol shir hanitilo shebiyodov." The second person is only good, even though there's less than revius, as long as his entire hand, the shear of the entire hand, is actually in contact with the water. Sivkan Ayin, Vafilu Bazachazed. The Mishnah Brura says, wrote to Lomar, Lomi boy, Kishaposhtu Yedem of Asachaz, the Tachazed, the Mahanatil Shnam. It certainly is good that if you have both of the hands out at the same time, and the hand on the top, the water flows off to the hand on the bottom from the other person, that certainly is good. Elo Afilu in Poshad Hashini Yod of Achakach. Even if the second person only puts his hands out afterwards, shekvar hiskel litzok al rishon, after the water has already started to be poured on the first person, only then the second person sticks out his hands, nevertheless, also lo netila, that is still a good netila, because their original intention was to wash their hands together. So therefore, this is good, v'chanal, as we've already learned above. Sivkat Nayin Aleph, as long as the flow hasn't stopped, the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'yidei zeh chashvinun kilu notal gam hasheni v'viyu shlema. Because in this fashion, when the flow hasn't stopped, it's considered one long flow, and the entire revius, even the stuff that's already been poured out, is considered having gone onto the second person's hands. Umipnei shebayim ha'mayim mishiyure tahara, hekelu zeh lachshov kinotel revius a'yidei chibura nitzok. And since the water is all coming out in one flow, we view it halachically as if it's all shiyure tahara, all coming from the same leftover remnants of good water, and therefore it's as if he has an entire revius coming up. It's mechubar, it's connected via the one flow. Now the Mechaber explains this in a little bit more detail. Ketzad, ha revius mayim bichli. You have the revius mayim in the utensil. Uparshad echad yodav, and the first person sticks out his hands. The acher yotzek al yodav, and another person comes and pours the water on both of his hands. And then ubasheni, and then the second person, uparshad yodav, sticks out his hands. Lematimenu, underneath the first person's hands. Samuchli ad rishon, has to be nearby to the first person, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ayin Beis. Dos chashvinun ki arachas, then it's considered as if they're together. Aval b'meruchakim, if they're too far apart, heavy kamo notel b'mei ruchitzas chaveru, then it looks like you're washing in the wastewater of the first person, and it's not good. How much is close together? So I saw brought down in the name of various poskim that they should be, that a person would think that they're being poured on at the same time. It should have the appearance that they're being poured on together. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chkiluach yorid al yodo sharishon, the flow of water goes onto the first person's hands, uli yodo shasheni shalamati menu, and then it flows off the first person's hands and goes onto the second person's hands. So then yidei shneim torahs, both of them are tar in this situation. Afa bishapiches shir harvias kishay magim li yodo shosheni, even though there's not a full revius that goes onto the second person's hands, nevertheless yodov torahs, the second person's hands are also tar. Bebe shein boim mishir tar, because it comes from this remnant, if you wish, of tahara water, and the kiluach, as we explained in the Mishnah Berurah, combines this all together, and we view it as if an entire revius was on the second person's hands as well. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh matirim afilu kishenotlum zeh chazeh. And then there's an opinion brought down in the name of the Rashba that this would be good even if the hands weren't out there at the time that the first person was being poured upon, as we already pointed out. And as long as the flow is still consistent, ho'el u'bishor shehiskelo echad litol mehem hayo behem revius. As long as the first person there was revius when it was being poured on his hands, gam l'sheni zeh olim mipnei shebo mishirei tara. Since that water is continuously flowing, even though the person put his hands out afterwards, it is considered as if a revius is pouring on his hands as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nayin Gimel explains, wrote Solomar, Shinotlin legamri bifni atzmon kolecha v'yechad, that the hands of the first person are poured upon, and he pulls them away, and then the hands of the second person are poured upon. The Deazu, according to this opinion, gam kein dafka kishubo lito b'vasachas, that's only if they had intention that both of them would be poured upon by the other person who's pouring on their hands. He had intention to pour on both of them, elo dasheni himti nachiyato rishon, but the second person just waited out of politeness for the first person to finish, and then he put his hands out. That would be good, according to this opinion. Abo kishubo hasheni achas man, but if the second person along comes afterwards and he says, hey, what a great idea, I can wash my hands too, lo mahani livchos mishiravias ayyad, that it wouldn't be adequate if there was less than a revius left in the utensil for him to be washed. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nayin Dalet explains, Atl deyazu tzorech harishon lishpo chayodav shtei pamim. In this situation, you still have to pour twice on the first person's hands, as we've already pointed out. Or tzamtzem b'ntilaso kidei sheishor gam l'sheni shir kidei sheyu chalito l'shodav. And don't pour out too much on the first person's hands, that there would not be enough to pour an adequate amount on the second person's hands. Even though you don't need a revius, you have to cover up the entire second person's hands with water. Masha'en kein l'deah rishon, as opposed to when the both hands are out there originally and the water is flowing off the first person's hands onto the second person's hands, tzarech sheyishbo harishon kol revius mayim hayodav, then you pour all of the water on the first person's hands. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "U'bishas adchak, under extenuating circumstances, yesh lismuch l'hakel k'deyazu, one can rely upon the second way that we just said, under extenuating circumstances, through das harbi posim, because many posim agree with this. U'kamoshe kosam l'bir halacha, as is already explained in the bir halacha. But certainly, it would be preferable to make sure that you have a full revius to pour on each person's hands. L'chatchila, we should pour b'shefa. That concludes today's shir."